You're watching The Sports Objective, the podcast for Pirates.
Welcome into the Sports Objective, as we have a very special show. As I know, guys, we're very excited to have this guy. It's like a homecoming as he's coming back to Eastern North Carolina with us right now, Bubba Rosenbaum. How are you, man?
Doing well, Dave. Hope you are.
Matt Semenza, of course, who played linebacker in the 90s for Coach Steve Logan. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, guys. Doing great. It's 64 degrees here in Connecticut, and the sun is shining, so you know, it's a beautiful day, and happy to have a chance to catch up with Tymir here.
No doubt. Bubba, very excited to have our next guest to the class of 23.
Yeah, we have a couple of transfers from the University of North Carolina, and the gentleman we have with us today, as you see there on the screen, Tymir Brown, coming back to the ENC, played his high school ball at Jacksonville, and he is a cousin of former Pirate defensive back Dakota Marshall. Tymir, welcome in.
What's going on? Glad to be a part.
Yeah, let's talk about that process, because sometimes we talk about before, I guess in the old way, if things were not working out at a previous school, you kind of had to sit out. It was a long process. Let's talk about that. How did you decide to, what was the process for you to come to East Carolina from your previous school?
I feel like the biggest thing that helped me in my process was probably my high school coach. He knew I wasn't getting much playing time at Carolina, so he started really doing a lot of talking for me, and he still had a lot of connections with, especially my cousin Dakota. Like, they both really just helped me a lot, being just getting in contact with ECU with, like, the rules and stuff. I can't talk, so they was really helping me a lot, and that was really, like, the biggest thing, really.
And what are your initial thoughts about coming to Greenville? I'm sure you know about Dowdy Ficklin Stadium, being from, you're from the area, not too far away from Jacksonville to Greenville. It's a pretty short drive. Well, what's your thoughts about being a Pirate now?
I'm excited, ready to get to work, really. Get to know all the guys and get busy. I've been in a college football program for 2 years. Like, I know how everything is now. I'm just ready to get back to work.
Obviously, you're a cornerback, East Carolina cornerback coach Steve Ellis, and then obviously defense coordinator Blake Carroll. Talk about the relationships you've been able to develop with those two men, and you know, obviously looking forward to playing for them.
I'm excited to keep building a relationship. Being up there, I was up there about 2-3 weeks ago, and being able to just hang with Coach Ellis and Big DC, It was good. I felt the connection right then. I felt like they weren't trying to feed me no lies or nothing. We were just straight to business. And, you know, they told me what I needed to hear and just ready to get to work. Nothing else to be said, really.
Tymir, first of all, this is Matt. Welcome to the good side. You know, welcome to the good side here in Greenville. We're happy to get you away from the from Chapel Hill, no doubt about that. And you're going to have to get used to that one, buddy. That's just the way it is here. But talk to me a little bit about, you know, what you know about this defensive scheme. You know, we tend to be like an attacking style defense and a lot of blitzing. Like, how do you see yourself kind of fitting into that type of scheme here?
Just continuing to play fast, like just being a defensive minded person, just always trying to go fast and keep everything right. Just read your keys and all that. Just doing what you got to do.
Tymir, one of the things that comes to mind before we talk about football is the biggest problem I'm sure you have right now is everybody's going to be hitting you up for a lot of tickets, right? Your family, your friends. Hey, bro, do you have some tickets you can get for us?
Yeah, I'm going to try my best. People being close to time, being close to home, and just try to look out for as many people as I can. Get everybody there if I can.
in all seriousness, though, that is one of the things, guys, just generally speaking, one of the benefits to recruiting Eastern North Carolina talent like Tymir, because they can put a lot more butts in the seat at Daddy Ficklin Stadium.
What was that? He was saying it kind of broke up a little bit. He said you can put a lot more because you have family and friends. Being from Eastern North Carolina, you can put a lot more butts in the seats because fans of yours that maybe from watching you all the way grow up in Jacksonville, and now they have opportunity, in addition to family and friends, they can come and see you as well.
Yeah, less of a drive.
No doubt.
Yeah, I was just saying, can you guys hear me okay now?
Yeah.
Just one of the many pros to recruiting Eastern North Carolina talent.
Yeah, no doubt, guys. And, Tymir, I wanted to ask you, since you are from Eastern North Carolina, do you have any good friends on the team right now with East Carolina?
Yeah. One of my friends up there, he was my senior. He was my quarterback. His name is Josh Benton. He's there now. We real close. And my boy from Havelock, Camaro Edmonds, he was my roommate up at UNC until he left. So, we kind of reunited. That's my boy.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you guys were roommates. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I always found that when you're – anytime you start something new, like whether it's a job or, in this case, you're transferring to a new school, it's good to have connections. It's good to know people. It helps kind of ease the transition. And, as you know, like in football, it's all about the camaraderie and the brotherhood. So I'm sure that'll be a big help for you, just to get settled in here.
No doubt.
For people that don't know you, can you talk about some of your hobbies? Do you play? My children from Santa Claus, they got a PS5, so they're downstairs right now as we're recording the interview, playing, I'm sure, NBA 2K or Madden, or even my son even plays FIFA. But do you have any hobbies like that?
Oh, yeah. I got my game hooked up right in front of me. I'll be playing. I really only play, Call of Duty and Madden. I'm a Call of Duty and Madden fanatic. That's all I'd be playing.
That's awesome. I love video games, so I had to throw that in, guys. Going all the way back in the day. But as far as football is concerned, can you talk about what was your selling point? I know coming back home, but was it Coach Houston? Was it your relationship with Blake Harrell, Steve Ellis, those coaches? What made you say, hey, I'm definitely coming to East Carolina?
Just talking the whole coaching staff, really, Coach Houston, Coach Ellis, the D.C., Coach Kirkpatrick, he was one of the people. He was one of the guys that recruited me hard when I was still in high school. So, just being able to build a relationship with him again, and all those guys, it was just real nice. It was just being home, really.
How much of it did it help that you have a? I'm sorry, Matt. I had a follow up real quick. How much did it help that knowing that they built this program up over the last 4 years and two back-to-back bowl appearances. I know that made a big thing. And also, I was telling folks that it's harder to get guys like yourself if you're playing in a tradition like Jacksonville and you see right up the road East Carolina, maybe you'd like to go and entertain the idea of going, but it's like they're losing, a few years ago. And now we're winning. Did that make a big difference also?
Most definitely. We all see what Coach Houston's doing. He's building a very good program, and just ready to be a part of it and help build it up. So, I know all the guys think the same.
Yeah, Tymir. I mean, what were your thoughts on, as a former player? I mean, I think having the opportunity to transfer to a new school, but being able to get in for spring ball, I think, is huge for yourself. Being able to have that month of practice to kind of get acclimated to the system. How important was it for you to be able to transfer in now and have an opportunity in spring ball?
Yeah, that's actually really big. Being when I was a freshman getting to Carolina, I didn't really you don't really know as much coming in as a freshman. And so just getting that spring ball and being able to learn the playbook and all that, just an extra month. That's just big.
Yeah, I always tell young players, through my experiences, I think players make their biggest leap during spring ball after their first season? Because your first season on campus, you're trying to figure everything out. You have so much coming at you. And then you come around to spring football and things start to slow down a little bit. You start to get really comfortable with the scheme and like where you fit into the scheme. And so I just think, you know, that's an awesome opportunity for you. And, you know, right now there's a definite need at corner here, you know, for the Pirates. So I think you're going to fit in really well into that.
Tom Mier, going back to your Jacksonville days, you played quarterback, made a lot of things happen with your legs, ran for over 700 yards. You were a three-sport athlete, also played lettered all 4 years in basketball as well as track. So just talk about your versatility and the athleticism you bring to the table.
I think I'm pretty, like, one of the most athletic guys in the country. Pretty twitchy, fast, and I could jump. I could do just about anything in the athletic side. Just really ready to put my mind to the playbook. Really, that's like the biggest thing to me right now.
As far as I'm a defensive guy too, like Matt, even though I didn't play, but I love defense. But what do you think about Coach Blake Harrell? We're huge fans of his on the show with his scheme. It seems like the guys out there have had a lot of fun playing for his system. Did you have a chance to talk to the defensive players and ask them about the scheme and if they were having fun with it?
Oh, no, I haven't had a chance to ask that yet. But just watching that bowl game, like all the schemes look good, all the blitzes dialed up, it just looked real good. All the loops and everything, it just looked real good.
And as far as guys on the current roster, be it a Malik Fleming, obviously one of our starting corners this year, I think tied for the team lead with 3 picks. Have you had the chance to get to know Malik or any of the other guys?
Not really as much. I know a few of the guys. I haven't really been able to talk to them as much. So once I get up there, I'm really ready to build all those relationships.
I know. And as far as keeping in shape, have you had a chance to talk to Big John, the strength and conditioning coach, about what you need to do between now and the time you get there?
Oh yeah, I spoke with Big John when I was up there those 3 weeks ago. And yeah, I got my own personal goals. I'm trying to gain my weight, get stronger and all that. I'm sure he'll help me with all the other things too.
Yeah, he's an awesome coach.
Yeah, he played for my high school coach's dad, Coach Chip. So like they all go way back and we all laughed about some things.
That's great. And Tamir, you're listed at 6 foot tall. At what is your weight currently?
I'm 185 right now. Not 180.
Okay. Yeah. That's it.
I haven't weighed myself since those 3 weeks. So, you know, I feel like I'm 185.
Hey man. Well, listen, everybody puts on a few pounds over the holidays, right? So,
oh yeah.
Let's not go there, Matt. God knows me and Dave did, you know, Bubba is like 6'8" and he doesn't gain a pound. So,
He eats like all the buffets and like if I walk by a buffet, I gain 3 or 4 pounds and he can eat all day long.
Yeah, 6'8", 6'3". What's the difference, right?
No, but that's a great size, and I think that one of the goals of this staff, Tamir, I'm sure they shared this with you during recruiting, was to add some length in the secondary. You know, to have some taller corners that are rangier. You know, guys that can really make plays. You know, on the ball. So I was excited to see, you know, your signing here. And, you know, I certainly look forward to great things from you on the corner.
Yes, sir.
Tamir, what's your 40 time? And then also, you know, assessing yourself, you talk about wanting to add a few pounds and some strength. You know, what do you feel are your biggest strengths? And what are, you know, a few areas that you want to improve in the most?
My fastest 40, I ran it like my sophomore or junior year, I ran a 4.3. And ever since, I ain't never really been timed. I haven't been timed for a 40 since I've been in college. So I imagine it's probably faster, to be honest. And some of my strengths, I feel like one of my strengths is my speed, obviously. And just being that I play corner, I feel like I'm able to, like, sit on guys a little bit better. Because I just feel like I have that that in me. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. And something I should probably get better at, probably just being more physical. More physical at the line, just trying to get my hands in guys' chest, just throw them off their routes. And that's just things me and Coach Ellis are going to have to work on. He's pretty sure he helped me out with that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. In fact, I think we always talk about at East Carolina, we have a chip on our shoulder, you know, like because people always think that we're like the small school, you hear about that. And I think we've got that back. And the one word that I've used a lot with Coach Houston, I'm starting to see again, back in Matt's day in the 90s, there were, we won a lot of big games, including against Miami a couple times. We beat some big schools. And so it's like we had that swagger. And it looks like you come into the you are another example of a guy that plays with a lot of swagger, a lot of confidence. And it's not arrogance. It's, you know, it's a confidence that I think has been missing until the last couple of years with our program.
What was that you said?
It's like you're playing with a lot of swagger, a lot of confidence. That's what's been missing for the program, and we're starting to see that the last couple of years.
Oh yeah, yeah. Watching them guys. I remember like at the beginning of the season, when they play NC State, when they drag dude to like the middle of the field, like that just it looked real good, like trying to continue stuff like that.
Yeah, you can be a part of that now.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
Tymir, did you have a chance at all? I'm not sure exactly how what your last day was with UNC. I apologize if I missed this. But did you have an opportunity to participate in any of the bowl festivities? Or did you didn't, right? You had signed prior to that. And when was your last day officially with the team?
Probably like a couple days after the ACC championship game.
Okay. Yeah. So probably early December. Yep. Okay. Good.
Yeah. Is there, Greenville, is there things that you already know about Greenville that you like, or are there things that you've heard about that you want, like restaurants or different things?
Oh yeah. I already know about all the restaurants. Just ready to eat around. I like eating out, and that's probably really it. I'm a little familiar with Greenville, just being like an hour away, but I don't know anything though. I know a couple of things.
Well, definitely Sup Dogs is one of the best places in Uptown. That Matt and I are used to calling it Downtown Greenville, so that's what we're used to saying. So anyway, is there anything else that you want to share with Pirate Nation before we let you go? I appreciate your time today. It's been great to get to know you, and we're so glad to have you part of the family here in Pirate Nation.
Thanks for having me up. And to Pirate Nation, I'm just ready to get to work, ready to get this spring in, this summer in, and get ready for August and get the busy.
It's like 245 days until we go to the big house in Michigan, so we're going to need a lot of help, like you and a lot of the guys coming in. That's going to be awesome. Tymir, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it very much.
Yep. Thank you.
Take care, Tymir.
Have a good one. Happy New Year. Great to have him a part of our show. Appreciate that very much. And Bubba, thanks for setting that up. It's going to be great having him. I think it's going to be great for the fan base to see. And guys, that's one of the areas that I had circled down for the recruiting is DBs. I know Matt, you, some linebackers, maybe offensive line, some pieces that we need in the transfer portal, JUCOs. So great to pick him up.
Yeah, and I think like when you look at our DBs, guys, you see guys that are really stout against the run. You know, I think you look at our safeties and our corners, and they do a really nice job against the run. Struggle oftentimes in pass coverage and, you know, in particular, the last part of the year here, we really struggled to cover people down the field. So I think that the goal was to find some longer, rangier DBs, guys that can flip their hips, have the ability to cover people, and hopefully give us, you know, an opportunity to get into a little more press coverage instead of playing, you know, 7 to 10 yards off the ball. And you know, Ty Mir, like you, we mentioned earlier, at 6 foot tall, he brings a little, you know, rangy size to it. And you look at some of the other guys like Revel, I want to say he's like 6'2". So you're starting to see in recruiting, you know, a little shift more to these taller, rangier athletes.
No doubt. It's going to be fun to have him aboard. And hey, anybody right now, you know, I will say this, guys, this is my last thing I have on it. Anybody that doesn't want to be a Pirate, yeah, does it hurt? Of course. But we don't want people around that'll be a cancer. I was going to ask both you and Bubba this before we get out of here. We don't want guys that are going to be a cancer in the locker room. If they're not happy, let them go. Let them go. Let's get guys that are in the locker room that want to be Pirates, that want to be here, right?
Definitely. Definitely. And, you know, I think that's a huge part of it. You have to be completely bought into the program.
Right.
And if guys aren't bought in, you know, I have no problem, you know, wishing them the best and moving on. Right. But you really need people that are – football is just such – and Bubba, you know, I don't know if you can – if you're able to hear me here. But it's such a game. It's such an intense game. And if you're not fully invested mentally and physically – you know, it's just not going to work out. So you need guys that are completely bought in. And I think Mike Houston's done a really good job over the years of, like, finding the right type of guys for this culture here in Greenville. And hopefully this class will just continue to add to it.
No doubt.
And Tymier Brown, he is the fourth transfer thus far. You know, the first of two from the University of North Carolina, and the other is also a defensive back, Dontavius. I believe he goes by D. Nash, and he's originally from Gastonia. Going to be interesting to see what the two of them can bring to the table. And then you also have a couple of linebackers coming in from the FCS ranks, one from South Carolina State and one from North Carolina A&T.
Yeah, I'm going to be – it'll be great to see them and to find out how it translates on the field. But great to have them aboard with us. And, guys, do you have anything before we go?
Hey, I really like what we're doing so far, guys. My final thought is we just need to really find some more O-linemen here in the transfer portal. I think that's what it's going to take to complete this class. And we need more than one. We need at least two.
I was getting ready to ask that question. Do you say two or three? Somewhere in that neighborhood. So two. Okay. So I agree 1,000% on that. That's the one thing that's going to, when people talk about Mason Garcia, you need the offensive lineman to really, that's going to be the key, whether he's successful or not, especially early on.
And then obviously to allow Keaton Mitchell and Camaro Edmonds, hopefully Rajay Harris, Nemo Squire, to allow those guys to take some of the load off of Mason with the running game that we've seen that Holton Ayler's had the luxury of having these last two seasons. And as far as the offensive line, and we talked about it, Avery Jones, Noah Henderson, and then obviously Justin Redd moving on. You'll have to get at least a couple guys that have that experience, because pretty much five guys played the bulk of the snaps this year. You did have a guy like Parker Moore who started at least one game and got some significant action. You had Ben Johnson and a guy like an Isaiah Foote that's returning, the Shad Strother. They're really going to have to help bring those younger guys along and do what they've done this year.
I really like guys. I really like Sacra. I think we talked about it the other night, but I really like
yes, Jacob Sacra, a lot of upside with him.
So it's not like we're depleted. I don't want to come across like the offensive line. We don't have players. I just think that wouldn't you guys agree? It's the issue of depth at offensive line that's a concern. It's not that we don't have talent. I don't want to come across that we don't have talent. It's just a matter of depth.
Definitely. I mean, this year you had probably eight or nine guys that you felt pretty good about. As I mentioned, it was five. Seeing the bulk of the action, the backups didn't play a ton for whatever reason. But, yeah, you got to have those eight or nine guys that you can count on at the very least, because this year
outside of the Bailey Malovic situation where he had a death in the family and then chose horrible. to hang up the cleats. We were just off the top of my head. I mean, we're pretty fortunate from a health standpoint.
Yep.
Yeah.
Guys, I want to mention too, the other issue for us of offensive line is Steve Schenkweiler. We think the world of him. He's retiring for on-field duties. For those that don't know, he's going to stay with the program for alumni relations and high school relations, which is awesome. But I'm hoping that we can get a great O-line coach because you need somebody like Coach Schenk that can really, I mean, he was excellent at grooming those guys that were boys, and he made them men by the time they left in many ways.
Yeah, that's a great point, D. I have a lot of respect for Coach Schenk. I really do. And, you know, I think this next hire is a big, big hire. Because the O-line, let's face it, I mean, you know, you tend to go offensively as your O-line goes. And this is a vital hire. But you know, it's also an opportunity, guys. It's an opportunity to inject some new blood into the program, you know, a new voice. And, you know, I just hope that we're able to, you know, identify a great teacher at that position because – at East Carolina, it's that, you know, at some schools, at the Oklahomas, you could just go out and recruit 4 and 5 stars all day long. Here, it's about getting guys into the program and developing them.
So coach them up.
Great teacher. Yep. Coach them up. Exactly.
And we talked on the Pirate Football Playback last night, just talking about how well we took care of the football this year, and 7 turnovers, far and away the best number in East Carolina history. The previous few, the least amount of turnovers in a season was 14 back in 2007. And sure, a lot of that's having a guy who started 4.5 years at quarterback and the job that the running backs and receivers do taking care of the ball. But if you have an offensive line that's allowing more pressure the way it had been in the past, then Holton has a lot more difficult decisions to make. And then obviously people in the backfield creating havoc and more likely to have the ball on the ground. So, you know, it's a team effort, and the offensive line did a much better job, not only run blocking, but pass protection this year, allowing half as many sacks or so as a year ago.
Oh, no question about it. They were tremendous. And Matt, I know with pitch it to you, I know with those guys, they were not only, I think in our age group in the 90s, though I didn't play, those guys were big. But man, every year these athletes are getting more athletic, more physical. You can't be just 300 pounds. You have to, the whole, I think Ed Watkins, those guys were saying that they were talking about that they had – where they would go to, I think, what was it, Bubba, for their training table was Chick-fil-A. A lot of things, there's a lot more pressure on the guys with social media, as you know, but those kind of things. But anyway, you guys ready to wrap things up?
Yeah, that's what Big Ed Watkins said. And as far as the Chick-fil-A at the Pirate Club Armada, he was laughing. He knew we needed a training table, but he said, it's funny, you know, back in the mid to late 90s, we were eating Chick-fil-A and wearing people out.
Yeah, hey, I don't know what those guys were eating, but they were damn good up front. And I'm a big fan of Big Ed, so Ed's the man. So Chick-fil-A, that's funny. That is funny, though. My training table was the Chinese buffet on the other side of Greenville there.
Oh, yeah, Ming Dynasty?
I think so. I honestly can't even remember the name. It's been so long. Okay.
All right. Yeah, it's all.
And Dave, before we get out of here, we'll continue to highlight the class of 23, Purple Haze 23. We caught up with Zion Agnew, Matt and I did, I guess, a little over a week or so ago now. And then, obviously, just moments ago, we caught up with Tymir Brown, the cornerback from the University of North Carolina and originally Jacksonville High School. And here in the near future, we'll catch up with one of two offensive linemen from the high school ranks, Cameron Durant from Somerville, South Carolina, Cane Bay High School. We'll
hear his recruitment story and his excitement about wearing the purple and gold.
Sound good, guys. Thank you so much, Bubba, for setting this up as always. Matt, appreciate you very much as always. And I want to let everybody know a happy new year. We'll obviously have a show in the new year, but I want to wish everybody watching this happy new year. Happy 2023. I think it's going to be a great season ahead. And wish the best for both of you, for Matt and Bubba, Kyle, Terry, everybody that's part of the show. Appreciate them so much. And all the other shows as well. Wish their families a safe and happy new year. Guys, we'll get out of here.
NC State fans.
There you go. You said that.
No happy new year for you.
All right, we'll get out of here.
Matt, don't be crapping in the stockings of State fans.
Exactly. No soup for you.
There you go. We'll get out of here before we get more trouble. Hey, enjoy your weekend. Have a great, safe weekend and a happy new year. And enjoy being with you. You've been watching the Sports Objective. Good day, everybody. Go Pirates.
Everyone, I copy that. Everybody in the stands go bananas. Scream loud, baby, don't hold back. Every foot, every yard, every first down, every touchdown with the cannons blast. Get it on, get it all, get the wave going, let the hurricane y'all.